Knockout. On www.sheisshe.com. Insert outro on loop. Desert. Patch 1. Patch 2. Delay or animal effect. Insert recording B. Insert three echoes. This is how it sounded. Insert bridge with extra echo. Insert echo. Echo. Now, can you put something in, like I want to say like a star effect, like something like a keyboard from like the 70s would do or something. I don't want to say starry-eyed girl because I don't have the song memorized. Fuck you!
Thank you. 4x4, 14 drywall. Now, if I want to put a note in here that it says must be there by 6 a.m., where do I do that?
Oh, just delete it.
Hard for me to tell where you are, but there will be an N showing up underneath.
That's where.
Oh!
Or not?
Probably so. Streamline pinstripes. What's at the top at the header?
Order or at the bottom of the order.
Okay, now go to page 2. Or at the bottom of the order.
Okay, then you, it's gotta be there by 6 a.m. You don't want to put it on the line item, and that's where you are right now.
And that's where I think we've all been right now on the line item.
Before you got to where you are.
Which is where I am right now.
Where we should have put those notes in.
Right.
Where we should have put all notes in. Really should be, because we're all...
A standard note?
Take note. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way of putting that in.
There is a way of putting that in.
Back to that.
Okay, let me just say that you can't do that then.
Well, then let me just say you're endowed greatly upon the creator of the universe who has expanded you to some consciousness that I don't understand.
No.
1,000-fold.
You need to have your price book in front of you. You need to know what the code is and what the code is on the item. And the other day when I put in some test stuff, I got up a price and it didn't look right. So I tracked it through. I printed the price book and I looked at it, and then lo and behold,
it was the mark of the beast.
Item is?
The mark of the beast.
Explain it to you.
The mark of the beast.
That yourself. What's the item number on that?
The item number is the mark of the beast.
No spaces?
No. 10214R.
Is the mark of the beast.
Well, is what the item is.
And what's the price that came up?
$2,143.20.
And this is the quote I'm giving you for the price of the beast itself. Worshipping the beast.
I guess we're going to change the price to what we think it should be.
Worshipping the beast. You know, we control the prices. We worship the beast. By this beast, contemporary beast. We control the prices. Beast. Beast. So if you ever find me in the beast. Beast.
Will that allow us to left arrow all the way back to any field at all?
Yeah.
Any field at all if you worship the beast. Insert outro with 2 fields.
selling 6 units, which is 180 pieces times 56, which is 10,080 square feet. And when I do it on my calculator, I get, I take 10,080 square feet times 140, and I get $1,411.20 is what it should be extended. And the computer has $1,410.97, which is a difference of, how much, Tim? It's only 23 cents, isn't it? You add 23 cents to that.
Yeah.
There's a difference of 23 cents.
I could go through the calculations and but what I probably would end up finding out is that it's a matter of rounding when it does conversion. Again, I'd have to look and see how the item is set up.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, that's
you put in 6 units?
Yes.
And how many pieces in a unit?
30 pieces in a unit. Each piece, 56 square feet. So you take 30 pieces times 6 units, 180 pieces, times 56 square feet per piece, and it comes up to 10,080 square feet. And my price is $140 per 1,000 square feet.
So it should be 1411.20, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's what it should be, but that's not what it gets. So somewhere in the setup, I don't know where, but something isn't. Either something isn't set up right, or the program is not calculating or rounding properly. So I guess what we need to know is what isn't right, so we can fix it.
Okay. I'll take a look at that item.
Okay. Now we're done with that line, I guess. It's down here, it says change. If we just want to go on to another item, do we hit return?
Yes.
Okay, you want to do that. All right, now there it shows the extension at the bottom. We're up for another item.
Did it?
And it showed no weight, and we think it should show a weight also.
Okay, then I would be willing to bet that your item doesn't have a weight in it.
Well, I think it does, but...
All right, I'll make a note to check the weight on that item, too.
It may not in the test system.
Maybe not, but I gave Larry weights on these items. So.
Okay, I'll check that.
Maybe we can just go back to the inventory screen and look here after a bit if we get the time. I don't know. That extension would be nice to see before you go on to the next item, rather than... I think we had talked about that one other time.
Well, it asks you, I guess it waits until it's sure you're not going to change anything before it extends it.
Okay. I don't know if that's a problem or not. We'll have to... It's nice to know whether you're going over the limit or not before you go on to the next item. But go ahead. We're putting in a 2x4 14. Now here it comes up to piece, and it should default to unit. So we apparently have something, I don't quite understand that.
Okay, what's the item number?
020414.
That's the 2x4x14.
Right.
That drywall? No.
That's lumber. That's lumber.
Lumber.
2x4x14.
And, you're saying it should come up unit?
Yes.
That's coming up piece.
Right. Now also on the price, it's coming up piece.
And that's, it's just acting like this, we're a retail customer and it's a wholesale customer. On the price it shows piece, and that should be MBF for 1,000 board feet.
I just checked my modem and I got a modem, so I'm gonna dial in and I can look at these items while you bring them up and we can figure out some of this stuff. Yeah, you can go back and change that with your arrow.
What's that little zero doing there? You gotta put a price in. It's not clearing the screen, I guess. Is that figuring the price out right now? We don't know how many we have in a unit, do we? Probably two before.
Yeah. You are in the test system.
Yes. You're in the...
There it's short, 94 cents. If that close, that must be right, huh?
This item appears to be off by 94 cents in the extension.
Okay, can you hit return and get out of that item so that I can access it? I get a record lock here.
Oh, okay, now I'll try it.
I'm in. The selling quantity and the selling price are pieces. And the selling quantity and selling price retail is blank.
That's because you guys just added that recently, isn't it? Those last two fields.
Those we added for you, yes.
After Larry had most of the file built.
If he loaded them all the same way, I can plug it.
Well, as far as I know, he loaded them all the same way, but that's why then, it's because nothing was ever put in any of those fields.
So what you want to sell it by is unit, and you want to price it MBF?
Yes. We entered a price. I guess the price came up zero, didn't it?
Yeah.
But when it's calculating when it's going to extend it, it's not coming up quite right either.
Well,
is there a quantity pieces per unit on that item, Boyd?
Sorry, I just went into the next one. I'll go back.
Or board feet per unit, maybe.
There is 294 pieces to one unit.
Yeah, that's how we calculated it, and we came up with a price which was 94 cents more than what the computer showed.
And there on this one, there's no unit weight. There is a unit volume.
Right. Yeah, we didn't put any weights in, I don't believe, on the lumber.
Okay. How many units did you sell?
Two.
Two units?
Yeah.
And what was your price per unit?
Well...
Well, your price was per board foot?
Per board foot, it was $480 per 1,000 board foot.
Per MBF, okay. You came up with 54.86 board, 1,000 board feet. I've got 933.
It should be 5488 per unit. Or for one unit would be 2744, and two units would be 5488, but it's not coming up with that.
I've got 100,000 pieces is 933,000 board feet.
100,000.
100,000 pieces, 933,000 board feet.
Well, then, how far out can you carry the decimal on that?
Could make it 933.
You have it 933,000. Is that right, Boyd?
Well,
for 100,000 pieces.
Carry it further with, if you do board foot, it's 933,333. So that one would be more accurate. But then you'd be pricing